I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Republican lawmakers in Alabama's House of Representatives have a new proposal to end the state's budget crisis. Yesterday, House leaders announced a plan to fix the general fund budget shortfall through a combination of cost-cutting, consolidation, and new taxes. They plan to raise taxes on cigarettes and car rentals, cap paid state employee holidays, and transfer revenue from the Education Trust Fund to the General Fund. That proposal would raise nearly $200 million in new revenue. That's less than half the $541 million Governor Robert Bentley wants to raise. Lawmakers are also urging Bentley to strike an agreement with the Porch Band of Creek Indians that would give the state additional revenue in exchange for expanded or exclusive rights for them to run bingo games and possibly other forms of gambling in the state. Bentley praised Republican lawmakers for agreeing about the need for new taxes, but he says the plan that they've proposed just isn't enough to prevent cuts to a wide range of state agencies. Mayors from several Alabama cities are planning for the future following a summit this week. The meeting in Huntsville focused on economic development and how those mayors plan to bring new jobs into the state. Mike Schmitz is the mayor of Dothan. He says the summit allows those mayors to share ideas on how to improve their cities.
It's really an opportunity for mayors to sit down and talk about issues that each one of us are facing and hopefully learn from each other so we can do better.
Schmitz says they also discussed possible budget cuts from the state and how they might handle those. The summit included mayors from Huntsville, Mobile, Dothan, Tuscaloosa, and Montgomery. Up to 80 veterans of World War II and the Korean War will be making a unique trip from Tuscaloosa today. The local Rotary Club is sponsoring what's called an honor flight. That's an $80,000 trip for veterans to visit Washington, D.C. and see their war memorials. The event is paid for by private donations to thank the veterans for their service. Once their plane arrives in Baltimore, the vets will be bused to the memorials for World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Jordan Plaster is with the Tuscaloosa Rotary Club. He says it's great to see the public interact with the veterans.
Because you get to see the veteran be greeted by tourists from all over the country, that they come up and thank the veteran for their service to our country. And it's just so much more fun to sit back and watch that.
Previous Tuscaloosa honor flights have carried over 400 veterans to Washington, D.C. Plaster hopes his group breaks 500 with this trip. And Alabama's two-year college system will soon be governed by its own state board. Yesterday, lawmakers gave final approval to legislation that will remove the community college system from the oversight of the State Board of Education and give it to a new board appointed by the governor. That board will be made up of industry and business leaders, hopefully to focus the two-year college's mission of worker training and workforce development. Now your forecast.
Good Wednesday morning, too. Topping out in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Going to be a relatively hot day. Look for a good dose of sunshine. Now tonight, overnight lows near 60. Upper 50s for North Alabama. Going to be a nice start to Thursday. We'll top out in the upper 80s on Thursday and Friday with a sunny sky. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.